He tipped them. He loved them. He
right
said they were good things.
Right from the
get-go. And they got the cash this morning. 0-0 at the halftime break, then 1-0. The French are the first country through to the World Cup final. Hello, Robbie Slater.
Hello, boys. Hang on. Here we go. How'd you go?
Flatulence.
No good?
No, didn't get it. No? What was it?
It's an easy one. Come on, think of nothing. Breakfast.
Oh, yeah, the cereal. Yeah, the
That's
cellophane
it.
They hold the
Put
cereal
the cereal
in.
Back. Well done, TK. That's two out of two. And as you just rightly pointed out in the intro, yes, when you think of tipping for the football, dear. Well, I did tip them to win the tournament. They're in the final. They'll be favourites in the final. And the other good thing, boys, is that my outsider's in the semi-final tomorrow morning. So I could have my favourite against my best outsider, England. Obviously, they're going to have to get up against Croatia, but yeah, this French team has it all. And you know the frightening thing is we certainly haven't seen the best of them.
I was about to ask you, how did they go today, Rob?
Listen, the first half was tight. Belgium had large periods of possession. There was a couple of good chances for both sides in the first half, but tight, very, very even, more possession for Belgium. Both goalkeepers with good saves. Second half, Umtiti from another set piece in this World Cup. It's just ridiculous. I think it's like 70% of goals, upwards of 70% have come from set pieces. So Umtiti comes up with the go-ahead goal, if you want to put it like that. And from there, the next 15 minutes, I really thought France were going to blow them away. They were so far on top. They didn't create that many chances in that period, but they were toying with Belgium at that stage. And then they sat back. And Belgium really, for probably the last half an hour, last 25 minutes in particular, had all the ball, and France played on the counter, could have had a couple of goals on the counter. Mertens came on and made a difference on the right-hand side, but really the central pairing of the goal scorer Umtiti and Real Madrid defender Varane, they were outstanding. And to be honest, Belgium didn't really look like scoring.
Well, so I know you've tipped them right from the start, the French team. What are their weaknesses, if any? Where can a team beat them, break them
down? There's not really a weakness there. I can't see any obvious weakness. The only weakness for me can be the way they approach it. I was a bit disappointed in the way they sat back after that period I talked to you about in the second half when they looked like they were going to blow the Belgians away. And I think that could be the only weakness, the fact that they don't keep going forward. And sometimes, and Laurie, you would know this, having been a coach, and sometimes teams mirror the personality of their managers. I know Mark Bosnich always says this and says it regularly. And in this case, that's dropping off is probably reflective of Didier Deschamps, who was a defensive midfielder. I played against him many times in France. He was a fantastic defensive midfielder, probably the best number six in the world, of course. Yeah, he won the World Cup with that 1998 side, and he was the captain who held that trophy aloft, and now he goes into the final as coach. But apart, you know, individual weaknesses, no. The only other one you could point to, they did it in 1998. They won virtually a World Cup, well, not without a number nine, but without their number nine scoring. And Olivier Giroud, who does a great job for him, Deschamps talks about him constantly, hasn't scored a goal. You'll have a chance in the final. But they did the same thing in 1998. Someone you guys wouldn't know, but not a lot of people know, that a guy called Guy Vache was the number nine in the French 1998 team. He played number nine, never scored a goal, and France still lifted the World Cup.
Yeah, that's quite incredible. Before I get your tip for the second semi-final tonight, Cristiano Ronaldo, mate, from Real Madrid to Juventus, a four-year deal worth $157 million. Look, don't worry about the money, but is that a backward step or...?
Yeah, I would say so in respect to... And that's no, Juventus, a massive club, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the best league. It's certainly one of the big five, the Italian league, no doubt about that either. But, you know, the big two leagues at the moment are England and England by a long way, the EPL, and Spain. So, look, maybe he just wants to taste something different. I thought he might have gone back to the Premier League. You know, this looks like it'll be his last contract. Yeah, big money move. Forget about the money. He doesn't need it. But, yeah, a little bit of a strange one for me, to be honest.
And what about tomorrow morning's game, Rob? England, you think, will
England,
go through?
Croatia. Croatia last semi-final was back in 1998. And guess who it was against, boys? I won't wait for your answer. I'll answer it for you. It was Croatia they beat in 1998. Of course, France went on to win the World Cup, and it was a memorable game. I remember it very well, 2-1, I think. France won, and two goals from Lilian Thuram, one of their famous players who was playing right back at that time. So they might meet again in the final. Yep, I'm hoping not. I'm hoping England are going to win it. I think they're favourites. Last time they appeared, this is only their third semi-final for a country like England. You know, you talk about bringing football home. It's incredible. They've only had... this will be only their third semi-final. And with Harry Kane, who wasn't great in the quarter, which was a good sign for England because they still won, I think this England side can do it. But it should be a cracker of, as I said to you the other morning, I've tipped England. I think they'll go in normal time, two goals to one. Croatia have got to this stage, round of 16 and quarterfinal, both on extra time and penalties, could have taken a lot out of them. I've got England as favourite.
Okay, and first goal scorer?
First goal scorer, your one and only Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. Good on you, Robbie. We thank you so much for that.
Good on you, boys. You enjoy your night up there. Behave yourselves. And I'll speak
always
to you back. Bye.
Good on you, mate.
See you, Rob.
Robbie Slater there. Just, again, 2-1. He's correct score in normal time. And Harry Kane to be the first goal scorer. I've got to say... his tips have been
spot on, Robbie.